Hey now, welcome in, y'all, and guess what time it is? That's right, it's porch time, and I am the one, the only Ms. McKinney, and I know you guys have to be extremely glad about that. This is another one of our absolutely fantastic I Am episodes, so stay tuned and meet Rodis.
My day job is I'm a high school math teacher in Chicago, yeah. Illinois. I've been podcasting for a little over a year, but I've been doing a rap thing for almost maybe 15 years.
Nice.
Yeah. And I'm independent.
So tell, for those of us who are ignorant to that, like me, I'm the ignorant one, what does independent mean?
So basically, being independent, you fund everything yourself. You do all the marketing. You do all the promotion. You do everything. Everything is done basically off your coin. But it's benefits to being independent. I could sell a lot less records and make a lot more money. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to compromise my creativity in any capacity.
That's awesome. So how long, what's your rap name?
Real name, stage name, everything, Rodis, R-O-D-E-S.
Nice. And how long have you known that you wanted to be a rapper? Well, it sounds like you took a couple of different avenues because becoming a teacher wasn't a short ride. And kudos to you for helping our youth get where they need to be in the future. How long have you known that you wanted to be a rapper?
Well, rap wasn't out. All I knew, when I was a little kid, I used to look at the back of my dad's records, his vinyl, and I knew that the music that was coming out of those records was so powerful. I knew I wanted to be in music some type of way, but rap wasn't even out when I was looking at those records. So, I bought an album. I don't want to say the artist's name because I'm a big fan of the artist. The album, and it was trash. It was so horrible. I was going to record a song just to see how it sound. And it actually came out good, and I stuck with it. So I was in the Marines when I started rapping. Like when I actually picked up a microphone and performed or did any recordings, but I used to write all the time. I just didn't let nobody know. So we was in Marseille, France, and they had like a street festival and getting up there rapping in French and all of that. So I just got up there and everybody liked my performance. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do this, you know?
So you just grazed over being in the Marines. Kudo, and thank you so much for your service. And so can you speak French also?
The only French I could speak is I could say oui and I could kiss. That's it.
Right on. So that was your first time writing down the rap and you got it all going. You actually recorded it and did you put it out?
No, I just did that. I just grabbed the mic and just did that like off my head, you know?
Oh, do you still remember the verses?
Kind of whack. So I don't really want to say it.
No,
so
we love the raw. Give us the raw on the porch.
I think it was something like the greatest story ever told, watching unfold when God made me. He threw away the mold, ice cold, in this 365 days, 360 degrees. Doubt if you ever heard rhymes like these, common or squeeze, play the beats, riding with ease, seize, freeze. My first offering gave you joints like these, the rise of the underground cat that opened your eyes, street ties caught you off guard with the element of surprise. You must be a suck, I creep and Tim Chuckers, bream it. Bourbon trigger squeeze on any mother, you know.
I love it. I love it. So you was like, oh, I don't want to, but then you breathe some fire. So when did you actually put? Something on an album. If that's the right way to say that.
No, that's true. Okay. Maybe 2002 I did. Me and a good friend of mine, we created a EP, which is extended play. So it was like 9 tracks. So extended plays are a little shorter than LPs. Extended play, which is an EP, is 30 minutes.
Okay. And so in 2002, you put out your first one. What was the name?
It was called CNR.
CNR. And what does the CNR mean?
Shangan Riders.
Yes. Okay. And so how did it go, your first one out there? It must have been good because you've been hooked ever since, right?
But I think we sold maybe 10,000 copies independent. That's a lot of money.
Wow. That is awesome. Very, very awesome. And is it still available out there for us to purchase and hear and all that good stuff?
It's sold out and it's not online yet.
creating the wait for us, because we're all going to want to hear a little bit more about Rodis, or hear some more Rodis, and especially how it began after we finish this episode. So do your students know that you're a rapper as well?
No, they just know that, put it this way, you know how everybody know that maybe Clark Kent got a similar resemblance to Superman or something like that?
Yes.
They figure like, you know, Mr. Hunt, he's smart. He know a lot about street stuff for some reason. So I'm the teacher that they can kind of identify with, because, you know, I really don't make a fuss over minimal things. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because I used to be a problem student. A teacher that care, like, you know, hey, y'all don't never have to come to this class. I said that. Y'all don't never have to come to my class.
To pass?
Like, period. So it's like reverse psychology, you know, that kind of hurt they bag, Mr. Hunt. You know, what's wrong? What's wrong with us? Well, you know, you don't care. You ain't supposed to say that. And I'm like, hey, that's how I feel. You know.
What grade do you teach?
Or what level? Math. I teach algebra and geometry.
Oh, my goodness. Kudos to you, because I've had a sophomore that was in geometry and whatnot at one particular time. So again, and dealing with the youth too. So shout out to you for that. So you already decided, it, most especially back in 2002, that this is the direction that you wanted to go. And it sounds like the moment that you decided this was in your spirit was when you were in France. Again, thank you for your service, serving in the Marines. So when the pandemic hit, I know that's fast forwarding a couple of years, but when the pandemic hit, what was that like for you? Because I've heard a lot of entrepreneurs say it was a blessing. Not meaning it in a way like, you know, thank God for COVID, but just being able to slow down and do some things. So what was COVID like for you? Was it a blessing or a curse?
Oh, wow. It was a blessing because it was a blessing in a sense that, you know, I started podcasting due to COVID, because I was not teaching prior to COVID. You know what I'm saying? I was just hitting the road hard, getting my cut hair too.
Oh wow.
So, so I was just hitting the road hard, you know, doing shows. But when COVID came, I was like, wow, this is crazy. So what I did was I started a podcast. The name of the podcast is Riders Live. And actually finished the album, self-titled album called Riders. It's like three videos for the album. Nice. And 12 tracks. I got who rap with Nas. I got Fashion on my album. He one of the artists. And then some Chicago cats, BC. I got Notion. He a battle rapper from Milwaukee. Cadiz and Black Sun. They from Ohio. Columbus. Yeah.
So, wow, a wide range of individuals, but you all come together to rap on one label, right? One little, one song, not one little, but one album?
Yeah, one album. So I try to keep the minimal. So it's only four features on the album, but they all made sense. I wanted to get people that were better MCs or just as good as myself on there.
So, and how do you go about getting someone who's been with Nas? I know you said you do everything on your own, which means that you don't belong to a label. That's what that means, right?
Right.
And so you're contacting these people on your own. Like, how do you do that? Are you not intimidated in the least? It doesn't sound like you are.
So one thing about being who you are or a real person, respect realness. And yes, realness don't make you tough. Realness don't make you bad. Realness is just who you are as a person. Mm-hmm. You know, your morals, your values, everything that encompasses you as a person. Mm-hmm. So I got the Cormega feature because he's also independent. And like whenever he has shows in Chicago, you know, I bring a lot of people out because that's just how it is. Reciprocity.
Yes. Do you guys think that you might be coming to Texas anytime, doing some traveling?
Yes. I think I'll actually be in Texas April 19th.
Very soon. And where's your show? And how would we get tickets to it if we wanted to attend?
The show is at Emmett's in Houston. Yeah, I think I'll be in Dallas probably April 13th.
So before the 19th.
Right.
And the how do we get tickets?
And the 19th, because South is doing that week. So if anybody out there listening don't know what South Bass is, if we're not locked in because of COVID or anything like that, it's like one of the biggest music conventions for artists that's on labels, indie artists. It's just like a big festival.
Nice.
Yes.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Have you ever attended before?
Yes, I did. I did attend South by Southwest in 2014, I did. It was awesome.
It sounds like it's awesome. So you teach, you've been a Marine, you have a podcast. What has podcasting been like for you? Have you enjoyed that outlet? Because you kind of already had the music was a way to get things off your gut. So is there anything left in your podcasting? And if so, how did you get into it and how are you enjoying it?
So here's the thing. I am enjoying it, but since, you know, we got the lockdown and you couldn't do no shows, it, you know, I focused on my album and I was like, I engage my fans a little more. I'm not one of those type of artists that come out with something like every year or every two. You know, I'm not making water, I'm making wine.
Can't brush goodness, huh?
Right. So Even though I really don't have a problem making the songs, I just don't want to make anything, you know?
It makes sense.
No fast food, no fast food, soul food or jerk Caribbean.
Soul food or jerk Caribbean. So what's it been like in Chicago as of late?
It's cold. The weather's bad. I don't know if we could talk about politics on your show.
Absolutely. Whatever's on your mind.
I want to say, Biden. Biden, if you ain't going to do shit, Biden, I think that he should be impeached. This is how I feel.
And that is a unique frame of thought, especially coming from an African American. You are African American, yes?
Yes, I am.
You're a pretty shade. I had to make sure. But yes, coming from an African American, saying that you don't agree with what's going on in the White House when there's a Democrat in presidency is absolutely unheard of. Kudos to you for taking that type of stand. For, you know, speaking for your gut, from your gut, it sounds like to me you're one of those individuals who understands how it all rolls. And it's not really about being a Democrat or being a Republican. It's about doing what's best for the nation. And not saying that that's always done, but then also looking at your own little cul-de-sac, like the things that this individual stands for and speaks of, how is this going to affect me? That's the things that I think people should think about when they make a decision at the poll, not just my mama was a Democrat or my daddy was a Republican, so that's what I'm going to do. So kudos to you for having your own gut. That's not what a lot of people do. So I'm really excited about the fact that you're going to get out and do some traveling. What other stops are on there besides coming to see us in Texas in April? Where else are you going?
If COVID permits, I got that in July. Kansas is in June. But I'm gonna do my own little tour, but I'm just trying to see what's gonna happen with the COVID. So like maybe early April or late March, I'll be in Minnesota. I'm gonna just hit up, I'm in Chicago. I'm gonna do a show here in Chicago, Minnesota, Indiana, St. Louis, Detroit, and Pittsburgh. That's on my list if COVID permits.
And we hope that COVID will absolutely permit. One of the questions that I've been asking to some people that were doing the IMs, and since you like to talk about politics, maybe you'll want to answer this question. Where do you stand on the vaccine?
I feel like my body, my choice. I actually agree with that, you know, been saying it forever, but I never thought I'd be put in a position where I have to take a stand where it's my body, my choice. I'm not against the vaccine, but I am against mandates. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Like my whole family is vaccinated. My siblings, everybody, but I'm not vaccinated. You know what I'm saying? So they look at me like I took the last cookie or something. You better go get vaccinated. You're losing your mind. You know, and all of them go to church and that, this is just my thing. Like, talk about religion, but you know, we all made in God's image, which is perfect, right? Mm-hmm. Person, but this is a perfect image. So who am I to mess up this perfect image?
So thank you very much for answering that question. Getting started, flipping back, getting started to being a rapper. Did you have any obstacles? And if so, were they physical or mental? And I will say, I can't imagine it being mental because you sound so strong mentally already. But that's my question. And I wanted to ask, were there any obstacles, physical or mental, or both?
When you're on a road, it's real draining. You know what I mean? I don't have a driver. I don't have a team. Like I'm driving to these shows, or I'm catching a plane to these shows. I gotta book everything for me. It's mandatory that I have continental wherever I go. And you can look at interviews with Wu-Tang, New Edition, anybody. They'll tell you if you miss continental breakfast, you mad. You big mad. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
The best thing to do mentally is like plan ahead. Mm-hmm. So prior planning prevents poor performance. You know what I'm saying?
Say that again.
Prior planning prevents poor performance.
Yes, I like that.
So anytime on the road and do touring or anything like that, I usually plan at least 6 months ahead of, because it's hard to compete with these major labels and stuff, because they got all the big venues. Like, I'm not doing stadiums and then I ain't going to lie, but maybe 250 capacity, dude, I could sell that out by myself. Nice. But I'm mostly doing like 100, 150, 200, like that. You know, $20, $25 a ticket. I pay myself before I leave, I pay myself when I get there, and I pay myself when I come home. You know what I'm saying?
And I bet you like that. And how smart it was to be a businessman, to want to be independent. Was there anybody that helped you get started in doing that? Or is it just your business and math frame of mind that was like, okay, well, 1 + 1 = 2, but the whole 2 can be mine if I take away, you know, who all the one and ones are. So was that you being methodical, or did somebody hit you to the game?
Somebody hit me to the game. I was at the studio that I went to, the rest in peace, his name is Gary, Blue Heron Studios. He was a white guy. But he had he had a client, and her dad, he was a white guy. He was, don't you go on the road and do shows and do this and that? And I was oblivious, like, how could I do this? How could I do that? He was like, hey, what you doing tomorrow? We could go to IHOP or someplace like that, anywhere, and you know, if you got an hour, I could show you everything that you need to do. So I took that meeting, and he was like, everybody is doing music, everybody, you know, people on the road, this is what you got to do. So this free game for everybody that's listening and doing music. He was saying that get a college radio campaign. It's less. And what you do is you release a single on college radio. While you have your campaign, everybody has to pay, people. Everybody pays. Jay-Z, Eminem has a budget. Everybody has a budget. Even I'm independent, so I even have a budget, but I have to allocate my funds accordingly where it makes sense. So with college radio, I did a campaign for 8 weeks. And what you do is when you get your reports back of your plays in the markets, what you do is book venues wherever your music is being played. You send them your radio reports and you book the shows. So while my campaign was going on, I was booking all the dates, right? So I just set up in those markets and I had a tour after that. So he was like, you know, press up your own CDs, do this, do that. I was already ASCAP and all of that. If you're not savvy about any business, instead of paying for it, keep you from being in jail or something, pay you a lawyer to get your S Corp or your LLC, have your ASCAP and your BMI so you could get all of your royalties, your mechanical royalties. had your merchandise, had everything set up. If you don't know what's going on, pay a lawyer. They could do it all for you.
Awesome. You guys heard him for that. And it makes sense. It really does make sense. And it was a very smart move to see what geographical location was playing your stuff and then go hit them hard. I like that. That makes a lot of sense. So that was some good advice. What would you tell the younger Rodis if he was sitting right in front of you and you could get through to him and tell him, you know, maybe your younger self 10, 20 years ago, what would you say?
I would tell the younger riders, the girls ain't going nowhere. Hurry up and wait for them.
And that will be it. So
I tell them, hurry up and wait.
That seems like you need to come back on and do our singles gentlemen episode later on when you have time before you get too busy. This sounds like there's another story there.
I'm married, but I will come back.
Oh, absolutely. We've got plenty of married individuals on the porch talking to us about relationships. But what you just said is definitely going to help the younger gentlemen, right? You don't hear a lot of gentlemen say, hurry up and wait. You hear them say that you don't want to be married. They tell them that you don't want to be married. I don't know, something about buying cows and milk and things like that, at least out here in the South. So what you just said will give somebody some wisdom. And I would love for you to come back and tell us where we can find you. Tell us all about where we can find Rodis, how we can find shows, how we can hear the podcast, what your social media is. Tell us how we can stalk you in any way possible.
So like recently Instagram or Facebook, so I was already prepared for that. So I have my own website, rodisonline.net, www.RODESonline.net. Everything is there, but just for the record, you can follow me on Twitter at Huntside Music. You can follow me on Instagram at The Real Rodis, and you can follow me on Facebook at that's RODESHUNT.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And remember, you just promised that you and maybe your wife will come back and talk to us on the porch.
my wives.
Did you say wives?
With my wives. I have two wives.
Nice. He's definitely coming back, y'all. Definitely coming back. Thank you so much for joining us on the porch. Any last words that you want to tell everyone that's listening from the porch tonight before we go?
Yes. Episodes drop every Friday on all streaming platforms. That's Rodis Live Podcast. And everybody keep tuning in to Porch Times with Miss McKinney. Yes. This podcast is real, authentic, and you can always learn something no matter.
Thank you so much for the shout out. And thank you so much for sitting with us on the porch. I'm all tongue tied. I'm still thinking about the wives. Thank you so much for sitting with us on the porch. And I cannot wait to chat with you again.
Okay, me neither. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Take care.
All right.
All right, all right, all right. Just like we promised. We keep the interesting listening coming. Thank you, Rodis, for joining us on the porch. Again, thank you for your service. Thank you back then being in the Marines, as well as the service that you provide currently in molding our youth there in Chicago, and also the verses that you give that are going to encourage us all along the way. Thank you so much, you guys. Be sure to go out and follow him on all the platforms he provided. And tomorrow, which is Friday, is when a new episode will drop. So you guys go out and support Rodis. And thank you again for joining us on the porch. So what time is it? It's time for you to be you, which is absolutely beautiful. Don't let nary another individual tell you anything any different. And if they do, get them right on up out of your circle, right? Right now, today. Be strong. Be you and be blessed. Take care.